Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. In 1985, a member of the Klamath Indian tribe, Edison Chiliquin, achieved his dream of gaining title to his ancestral home in southern Oregon. The U.S. Congress had converted most of the Klamath Reservation to national forest land in 1954, including property inhabited by Chiliquin's grandfather. The legislation also terminated the Klamath tribes as a nation. Chiliquin earned a Silver Star for Valor in the Philippines during World War II. After the war, he settled in his family village, Paikni, near the town of Chiliquin, Oregon, named after his grandfather. He turned down government compensation as payment for Klamath tribal lands, which grew over time to more than $250,000. Instead, he lit a sacred fire at Paikni and kept it burning continuously while negotiating for return of the land. In 1980, Congress passed legislation giving Chiliquin and his descendants title to 580 acres that included his ancestral village. The land has been used for Klamath tribal ceremonies and visited by people from around the world. Chiliquin died in 2003 at his family home. He was 79. Edison Chiliquin became known as the conscience of the Klamath. Today's episode of As It was written by Sharon Bywater, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.